Gerbiami vykdytojai, klausydamiesi šio teksto, sureguliuokite grotuvo garso lygį. Prašome įsitikinti, ar visoje egzamino patalpoje tekstas gerai girdimas. Jeigu reikia, tinkamai sureguliuokite grotuvą. Po šio teksto bus 10 sekundžių pauzė, o po jos prasidės klausimo testas. Klausimo testo pabaigoje kandidatams bus skirtos 2 minutės šio testo atsakymams perrašyti į atsakymų lapą. Linkime sėkmės.
This is the listening test. I'm going to give the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you some time to look at the questions. At the start of each part, you will hear this sound. Remember, while you are listening, write your answers on the listening paper. At the end of the listening test, you will have 2 minutes to transfer your answers onto the answer sheet. Now, turn to part one. Part one. You will hear people speaking in 5 different situations. For questions 1 to 10, choose the correct answer, A, B or C. There is an example, 0. You will hear each situation twice. You now have 1 minute to look at the questions. Example 0. Have you heard about Pete? He came off his skateboard and has a big gash on his forehead. It'll heal quickly. Luckily, no concussion, but he's got mildly bruised fingers.
The x-ray showed he's fractured his elbow. It's already in plaster. It'll take ages to heal. No basketball, poor guy. Let's visit him.
I'll check the hospital visiting hours. Today's Wednesday. They're closing soon. So tomorrow?
Theatre rehearsal. I guess it will have to be Friday.
Let's just go now. If we hurry, we can see him for an hour.
Okay, let's take a spare phone charger and some books.
1.
Our school organised the course last year for a 5-week period from the middle of July until the end of August, the length of our summer holidays. This year, we did think about making it longer as the parents wanted us to cover more material over 6 weeks. So all the students would study everything from prehistory to the Second World War, resulting in more eras but with less choice for students. Plus, some schools in the area finish a week earlier and have 7-week summer holidays. But in the end, we decided to keep to the same plan as last year, so students will just choose to specialise in the modules they are interested in.
2. I'm still not sure which headphones to get.
Noise cancellation is great for studying.
A useful feature, but I'm not that bothered. I don't mind about the colour either, but I'd like over-ear ones.
Weren't you recently given pink in-ear buds for your birthday?
Yeah, but they fell out all the time. Great sound quality, but the batteries only lasted a few hours. It was a pain to keep charging them. I'd plugged them in at the library. I bumped into a friend, and when I came back, they disappeared. It hurt more as they were a present. I need adjustable ones that don't push on my glasses and cause headaches. I'm still not sure which headphones to get.
Noise cancellation is great for studying.
A useful feature, but I'm not that bothered. I don't mind about the colour either, but I'd like over-ear ones.
Weren't you recently given pink in-ear buds for your birthday?
Yeah, but they fell out all the time. Great sound quality, but the batteries only lasted a few hours. It was a pain to keep charging them. I'd plugged them in at the library. I bumped into a friend, and when I came back, they disappeared. It hurt more as they were a present. I need adjustable ones that don't push on my glasses and cause headaches. 3.
Still taking Japanese classes?
Yes, but I've got a new tutor. I'm worried he isn't as good as my last teacher.
Doesn't he speak Japanese very well?
Oh, that's not the problem. He lived there for years, so he sounds fluent, though I'm not qualified to tell what his pronunciation's like. He's really made me fall in love with Japanese culture. I want to go on an exchange, but he can't answer any of my questions about the exam I'll need to take. He's often late and forgets to check homework.
Sounds annoying. Why don't you buy a preparation book with mock tests?
Too expensive.
You could chat to someone in Japan on Messenger. But I reckon your teacher's more useful than some random on the internet, don't you? Forward him a link to the exam website. I'm sure he'd help you if he had more info.
It's worth a try.
Still taking Japanese classes?
Yes, but I've got a new tutor. I'm worried he isn't as good as my last teacher.
Doesn't he speak Japanese very well?
Oh, that's not the problem. He lived there for years, so he sounds fluent, though I'm not qualified to tell what his pronunciation's like. He's really made me fall in love with Japanese culture. I want to go on an exchange, but he can't answer any of my questions about the exam I'll need to take. He's often late and forgets to check homework.
Sounds annoying. Why don't you buy a preparation book with mock tests?
Too expensive.
You could chat to someone in Japan on Messenger, but I reckon your teacher's more useful than some random on the internet, don't you? Forward him a link to the exam website. I'm sure he'd help you if he had more info.
It's worth a try. 4.
We're looking for the next TikTok sensation. Whether you've just started on your content creation journey or have already posted hundreds of videos to a loyal following, you can submit your best work to our competition as long as you've written your own material. The top 3 TikTokers will be flown to the awards ceremony, where the overall winner will get advice from influencers before hosting their own YouTube show in our pro studio. The runners-up will win subscriptions to video editing software and USB microphones. The award ceremony will take place in late September, so make sure your passport is valid. We're looking for the next TikTok sensation. Whether you've just started on your content creation journey or have already posted hundreds of videos to a loyal following, you can submit your best work to our competition as long as you've written your own material. The top 3 TikTokers will be flown to the awards ceremony, where the overall winner will get advice from influencers before hosting their own YouTube show in our pro studio. The runners-up will win subscriptions to video editing software and USB microphones. The award ceremony will take place in late September, so make sure your passport is valid.
5.
I can't see how to share my screen.
Can you see the green arrow on the bottom menu bar?
Yeah, now I've made it full screen, but it says I don't have permission to share.
Maybe I need to allow you to share. But I've enabled this already.
It'll be quicker to just contact IT support.
Try updating the program. Maybe it's no longer supported.
I only installed a trial yesterday.
Not the full version. The trial has limited functionality. You need to pay to get all the features. It's only 99 cents per month, and even less if you pay annually.
I'll go ahead then. Shame. I was ready to fire off an angry email. I can't see how to share my screen.
Can you see the green arrow on the bottom menu bar?
Yeah, now I've made it full screen, But it says I don't have permission to share.
Maybe I need to allow you to share. But I've enabled this already.
It'll be quicker to just contact IT support.
Try updating the program. Maybe it's no longer supported.
I only installed the trial yesterday.
Not the full version. The trial has limited functionality. You need to pay to get all the features. It's only 99 cents per month, and even less if you pay annually.
I'll go ahead then. Shame. I was ready to fire off an angry email.
That's the end of part one. Now turn to part two. Part two. You will hear an interview with a survival expert called Luke Walker. For questions 11 to 14, choose the correct answer, A, B or C. There is an example, 0. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 30 seconds to look at the questions. Welcome, Luke. What should be packed before camping in the woods?
Well, a water bottle is indispensable, as is a knife, but not everyone knows how to use these tools safely or keep them clean in the forest. Having watched Bear Grylls in the jungle, I know it's crucial for everyone to have a sense of humour and open mind.
Why are these courses relevant when most people live in cities?
City folk have lost their connection with nature. Yet they are keen to explore and appreciate their natural surroundings. If we're ignorant, nature can be scarily unwelcoming. Our courses are less about facing your phobia of getting eaten by wolves or whatever, than learning life skills that change your perceptions of the world. Lots of my business clients are companies. We train teams to work together by developing effective communication techniques and trusting each other.
Survival skills sounds a bit extreme.
But you might need these skills one day. It's about creating the mentality of being responsible for ourselves. Feel under threat? Dial 999. But what if all the phone networks are down or a hacker takes down the entire power supply? I don't mind it when there's a power cut for a few hours, as it forces people to leave their comfort zone and develop their survival skill mindset, making sure they have candles or spare water for next time. Some things are beyond our control. We can't change this.
So what exactly do you teach on your courses?
I teach how to coexist with the forest as part of the ecosystem. You can learn from books about which berries and plants are edible, or the theory of responsible firelighting. My courses provide experiences that change people's attitude and approach. By building a makeshift shelter with just the materials we need, or by foraging for natural antiseptics, we learn to respect the natural world without exploiting it.
Who can take your courses?
We insist that participants undergo a training session on basic emergency treatments prior to embarking on the course. Everyone's welcome, regardless of fitness level or mobility. We all need to face our struggles. Our courses try to replicate real events, so to test reactions in character, we stage an accident to see how people react under stress. Can they remain calm? Most people leave our courses with new knowledge, transferable skills, and strong friendships. They learn a lot about themselves, not least that they can survive without their mobiles.
Welcome, Luke. What should be packed before camping in the woods?
Well, a water bottle is indispensable, as is a knife, but not everyone knows how to use these tools safely or keep them clean in the forest. Having watched Bear Grylls in the jungle, I know it's crucial for everyone to have a sense of humour and open mind.
Why are these courses relevant when most people live in cities?
City folk have lost their connection with nature, yet they are keen to explore and appreciate their natural surroundings. If we're ignorant, nature can be scarily unwelcoming. Our courses are less about facing your phobia of getting eaten by wolves or whatever, than learning life skills that change your perceptions of the world. Lots of my business clients are companies. We train teams to work together by developing effective communication techniques and trusting each other.
Survival skills sounds a bit extreme.
But you might need these skills one day. It's about creating the mentality of being responsible for ourselves. Feel under threat? Dial 999. But what if all the phone networks are down or a hacker takes down the entire power supply? I don't mind it when there's a power cut for a few hours, as it forces people to leave their comfort zone and develop their survival skill mindset, making sure they have candles or spare water for next time. Some things are beyond our control. We can't change this.
So what exactly do you teach on your courses?
I teach how to coexist with the forest as part of the ecosystem. You can learn from books about which berries and plants are edible, or the theory of responsible firelighting. My courses provide experiences that change people's attitude and approach. By building a makeshift shelter with just the materials we need, or by foraging for natural antiseptics, we learn to respect the natural world without exploiting it.
Who can take your courses?
We insist that participants undergo a training session on basic emergency treatments prior to embarking on the course. Everyone's welcome, regardless of fitness level or mobility. We all need to face our struggles. Our courses try to replicate real events, so to test reactions and character, we stage an accident to see how people react under stress. Can they remain calm? Most people leave our courses with new knowledge, transferable skills, and strong friendships. They learn a lot about themselves, not least that they can survive without their mobiles.
That is the end of part two. Now turn to part three. Part three. You will hear some people speaking about a film they have watched. For questions 15 to 19, match the extracts that you hear with statements A to G. There is one statement that you do not need to use. There is an example, zero. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 30 seconds to look at the questions. Example 0. The poor acting made me cringe, but the costumes were true to the era. The sets were amazing because they were mostly original, with furniture authentic to that time. The most gripping aspect for me was realising how horrifically women were treated in those times, both physically and psychologically. It's thrilling to realise just how quickly things have changed in terms of women's rights and education. Speaker 1.
The actor playing the protagonist is amazingly talented, so convincing. He maintained pace in every scene of this quest for a secret utopia. The chase scenes will have you on the edge of your seat. Shot in faraway locations, you go on a journey. 1 minute, Western Samoa, then you're transported to Asia. I'd never have predicted it'd be so educational. I learned more from this film than a documentary I had to watch at college last year. Actually, I forgot I was watching fiction. I was totally engrossed by this film.
Speaker 2.
The plot follows the well-known archetype of goodies against baddies, the pattern of crime, pursuit, and revenge, so no real plot twists. However, if guns, iconic boots, and Stetsons are your thing, you'll enjoy this film, which is set in modern times. The scenery was breathtaking, especially when the camera chased the protagonist galloping at speed across the desolate landscape on horseback. Despite the clichés and lack of unexpected turns, this film still managed to capture my imagination.
Speaker 3. It wasn't intended to be funny, but the acting was so wooden that it was actually quite hilarious. Considering it was meant to be set in a futuristic world, the special effects were awful. It's supposed to be convincing and real, even if it's fantasy. The plot was totally unbelievable, and the characterization was weak. I regret paying good money for my cinema ticket. Avoid. Speaker 4.
With comedic elements in the cowboy scene, this espionage film hooked me from the outset. Full of suspense and intrigue, it had me guessing until the end. My prediction as to who the spy was turned out to be wrong due to the plot twist at the end. Compelling viewing with some psychological elements, as well as light humorous touches.
Speaker 5.
Narrated by a famous actor, you'll be gripped by the fast pace of change depicted in this film. The director of photography thoroughly deserved his Oscar for the sweeping landscapes depicting icebergs, depleting ice caps and rising sea levels. The message was predictable but clear and informative. We need to change our behaviour to combat climate change. Oh, but there was one hilarious scene with a baby penguin sliding along the ice.
Speaker 1.
The actor playing the protagonist is amazingly talented, so convincing. He maintained pace in every scene of this quest for a secret utopia. The chase scenes will have you on the edge of your seat. Shot in faraway locations, you go on a journey. 1 minute, Western Samoa, then you're transported to Asia. I'd never have predicted it'd be so educational. I learned more from this film than a documentary I had to watch at college last year. Actually, I forgot I was watching fiction. I was totally engrossed by this film.
Speaker 2.
The plot follows the well-known archetype of goodies against baddies, the pattern of crime, pursuit, and revenge, so no real plot twists. However, if guns, iconic boots, and Stetsons are your thing, you'll enjoy this film, which is set in modern times. The scenery was breathtaking, especially when the camera chased the protagonist galloping at speed across the desolate landscape on horseback. Despite the clichés and lack of unexpected turns, this film still managed to capture my imagination.
Speaker 3. It wasn't intended to be funny, but the acting was so wooden that it was actually quite hilarious. Considering it was meant to be set in a futuristic world, the special effects were awful. It's supposed to be convincing and real, even if it's fantasy. The plot was totally unbelievable, and the characterization was weak. I regret paying good money for my cinema ticket. Avoid. Speaker 4.
With comedic elements in the cowboy scene, this espionage film hooked me from the outset. Full of suspense and intrigue, it had me guessing until the end. My prediction as to who the spy was turned out to be wrong due to the plot twist at the end. Compelling viewing with some psychological elements, as well as light humorous touches.
Speaker 5.
Narrated by a famous actor, you'll be gripped by the fast pace of change depicted in this film. The director of photography thoroughly deserved his Oscar for the sweeping landscapes depicting icebergs, depleting ice caps and rising sea levels. The message was predictable but clear and informative. We need to change our behaviour to combat climate change. Oh, but there was one hilarious scene with a baby penguin sliding along the ice.
That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4. Part 4. You will hear a talk on food waste. For questions 20 to 25, complete the text. You may write one word only. Write the word exactly as you hear it. There is an example, 0. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 1 minute to look at the text.
When we hear about climate change and damage to our planet, what comes to mind? Cars? Planes? Burning fossil fuels? Actually, it's wasted food. Throwing food away occasionally might not seem like a big deal. It might only be a modest heap in the kitchen. But it isn't just a glass of milk, a slice of bread, or a potato that you are wasting. Collectively, we throw away 20 million slices of bread, which creates greenhouse emissions equivalent to over 140,000 cars every year. The food wasted in the U.S. could fill the Empire State Building 91 times. Just think of all the resources that have gone into producing food, from ingredients to packaging. We should also consider how many steps are involved in getting food to your plate. Food waste is a problem of supersized proportions. About a third of all produce is wasted. Most of it is thrown into a landfill to rot, producing vast amounts of greenhouse gas. You might say that instead of cooking our food, we are cooking the planet. Not to mention throwing money into the bin. Campaigners and plenty of ordinary people are deeply worried and understand that behavioral change is of paramount significance. Shoppers need to be encouraged to switch to just buying enough rather than buying in excess or hoarding. Food must be valued and appreciated more in society. When we hear about climate change and damage to our planet, what comes to mind? Cars? Planes? Burning fossil fuels? Actually, it's wasted food. Throwing food away occasionally might not seem like a big deal. It might only be a modest heap in the kitchen. But it isn't just a glass of milk, a slice of bread, or a potato that you are wasting. Collectively, we throw away 20 million slices of bread, which creates greenhouse emissions equivalent to over 140,000 cars every year. The food wasted in the U.S. could fill the Empire State Building 91 times. Just think of all the resources that have gone into producing food, from ingredients to packaging. We should also consider how many steps are involved in getting food to your plate. Food waste is a problem of supersized proportions. About a third of all produce is wasted. Most of it is thrown into a landfill to rot, producing vast amounts of greenhouse gas. You might say that instead of cooking our food, we are cooking the planet. Not to mention throwing money into the bin. Campaigners and plenty of ordinary people are deeply worried and understand that behavioral change is of paramount significance. Shoppers need to be encouraged to switch to just buying enough rather than buying in excess or hoarding. Food must be valued and appreciated more in society.
That is the end of part 4 and the end of the listening test. You now have 2 minutes to transfer your answers onto the answer sheet.
Dabar jūs turite 2 minutes klausimo testo atsakymams perrašyti į atsakymų lapą. Klausimo testo pabaiga.